And now back to Harlem. I'd like to... this is where we get to some better type of jazz, if you like. Having said that, I've probably lost the notes for who they are. White musicians were coming up to New York City in droves, especially when the money turned out to be very good in Harlem for white musicians. And one of those who came up was Eddie Condon, of course. He was there, as usual, always in New York, from Chicago. And Jack Teagarden came up in 1929. And Louis Armstrong, for some reason, put together a session with Jack Teagarden in 1929. A very historic recording, and a good one. It's called Knocking a Jug. It has Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Sullivan as the piano player, Happy Caldwell as the C melody sax player, and a super drumming. I think you'll love the rim work by Kaiser Marshall. Lou Armstrong, of course, on cornet. Andy and I were just remarking about the superb quality of the recording. Imagine recording an unamplified guitar and a drummer right on top of you, and Louis Armstrong standing back, and the balance was perfect. And I can't believe how they did this. That was done by the OK Record Company, 1929. Wonderful. One electric, Western Electric microphone.